Today, a United Nations panel issued a report saying the U.S. should close the prison at Guantanamo Bay. The recommendation comes just one day after a clash broke out between guards and inmates at the prison camp in Cuba. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Military officials at Guantanamo say the incident happened in the medium security section known as Camp 4. Unlike other areas of the remote base, detainees in this section are allowed to sleep, eat, and pray communally. On Thursday, guards tried to stop a detainee who they thought was trying to kill himself. Rear Admiral Harry Harris, the commander of Guantanamo, says it turns out it was a ruse.
The detainees had slickened the floor of their block with feces, urine, and soapy water in an attempt to trip the guards. They then assaulted the guards with broken light fixtures, fan blades, and bits of metal.
Harris says six detainees were injured in the melee. He says on the same day, two other detainees attempted suicide by taking large quantities of prescription pills they had been hoarding. Harris says the men are stable but unconscious. News of the violence at Guantanamo came on the same day the United Nations Committee Against Torture issued a report calling on the Bush administration to close Guantanamo. The 11-page document also says the U.S. should ban any harsh interrogation tactics that could be regarded as torture or cruel treatment, such as mock drownings. John Sifton with Human Rights Watch says the U.S. has improved its record regarding interrogation in places such as Guantanamo, Afghanistan's Bagram Air Base, and Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison.
In a way, the clampdown at Abu Ghraib and the improvements there have driven the abusive techniques into more remote places. So forward operating bases in Iraq, point of capture abuses during an operation, those are the issues today.
Some of the panel's most sharply worded criticism concerns reports of secret prisons. The U.S. sent a large delegation to Geneva earlier this month to address many of the panel's questions. Manfred Nowak, the U.N.'s special rapporteur on torture, says initially that was seen as a sign that the U.S. was willing to enter into a dialogue. But Nowak says the American delegation would not answer questions about secret prisons.
The highly sensitive questions were not really answered, not really addressed. I mean, the U.S. came again to state its very well-known legal arguments, which have been refuted and rejected already that often. So it was a little bit disappointing that there is no flexibility.
John Bellinger, the State Department's legal counsel, says the U.S. gave the committee much more information than was expected. Bellinger says the panel obviously did not listen to nor read a lot of the information.
And in fact, they seem to have ignored a good deal of the information that we did give to them. And so as a result, there are numerous errors of fact, just simply things that they've got wrong about what the U.S. law or practice is.
Bellinger says some of the committee's recommendations, such as closing Guantanamo, fall well outside its mandate. Still, he says the U.S. will respond to the committee's report within a year. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.